This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A small earthquake has shaken part of northern Arkansas. A 2.6 magnitude quake struck early this morning near Hardy. The 911 call center at Sharp County didn't have any reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake center was about 6 miles northwest of Hardy. Geologists say earthquakes of the magnitude 2.5 to 3 are generally the smallest felt by humans. An assistant medical examiner who worked in Arkansas State Morgue has been found dead at his Hot Springs home. 45-year-old Daniel Konzelman was found dead yesterday morning. Officials have said nothing seems suspicious about the death. Governor Mike Beebe says he and fellow governors worry about the viability of brick-and-mortar stores. The governor said he and his counterparts across the country worry about whether those stores are at a disadvantage because they have to collect sales taxes while online stores don't. Beebe said American consumers are going to shop where they can find the best deals. He added that it's important to take care of businesses that employ Arkansans and support the state. Cyber Monday was started in 2005 by Retail Trade Group to encourage Americans to shop online the Monday after Thanksgiving. The Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce annual Christmas parade has been changed from Saturday, December 3rd to Saturday, December 10th, same time at 6 p.m., with the parade lineup starting at 5. Chamber President Crystal Johnson said as soon as the chamber learned of the scheduling conflict with the Batesville Pioneer State football finals, they immediately started on a plan to reschedule events. The Pioneers play on this Saturday, December 3rd, 6:30 at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. Johnson said, quote, "We are proud to support our youth and encourage all community members to do the same." Popular radio and television outdoorsman Steve Wildman Wilson spoke to the Batesville Rotary Club Monday. Wilson is also the public affairs coordinator for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. He had some interesting things to say. One of them was that wildlife overall is coming back in Arkansas thanks to license fees, wildlife management, and conservation. He said at one time last century, there were probably only 500 deer in Arkansas. Now, there are probably around a million. 145,000 have been killed legally so far this season, and probably that many illegally. Annually, about 20,000 are killed by vehicles. And he said things are shaping up for this to be a possible banner year for ducks. He said Arkansas sells about 100,000 duck stamps a year, and 40% of those are purchased by out-of-state residents. And he said that elk are doing great in Arkansas. There's about 500, most live around Ponca, and Game and Fish has an elk education center in the area. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.